Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. In this episode, we will be talking about how marketing professionals can rebalance risk versus reward. So jumping in, what is risk versus reward? The risk versus reward ratio is a systematic approach to assess the relationship between the cost or risk of an undertaking to the prospective reward. In other words, risk versus reward is an analysis of the pros and cons of a given situation or course of action. The risk-reward ratio is often used by investors to compare the prospective returns of an investment against the amount of risk, i.e. money, that would need to be invested to earn these returns. However, risk versus reward analysis has multiple functions outside of the investing world and is often used by marketers and executives to evaluate the strengths and weaknesses of a set of alternatives to determine options which will provide the best approach to achieving benefits while preserving savings. Outside of the investing world, this type of approach is often called cost versus benefit. In many cases, considering the aggregate costs and risks against the benefits and rewards provides nuances and complexity that one type of analysis does not. While it is commonplace for marketers to consider implementing a cost versus benefit analysis before undertaking a new marketing expenditure, target segment, or opening a new storefront, etc., etc., this episode will consider the risk versus reward analysis from a consumer's perspective and how marketers can rebalance that equation in their favor. For example, if a consumer is shopping for a new couch, they will weigh many factors including cost, brand name, comfort, quality, shipping, as well as other physical and decorative attributes. Further, consumers may need to take out a loan or buy the couch on credit. The consumer will weigh the risks and costs of the credit terms and other factors against the benefits and rewards of owning the couch to choose, or not choose, the couch that maximizes their overall outcome. So let's apply it to marketing. In this episode, we focus on how marketing professionals can rebalance the risk versus reward equation in their favor. Consumers use a cost versus benefit or risk versus reward analysis in order to maximize their budget, time, and effort. Oftentimes, these analyses are performed instantaneously based on knee-jerk reactions, such as the cost being too high, the credit terms not being great, or the basic need or want for that item. However, good marketers can rebalance the consumer's equation by minimizing the perceived risk or cost and maximizing the reward. To consider ways in which marketing professionals can rebalance the risk versus reward ratio, it is important to understand the different types of intrinsic and extrinsic risks, costs, rewards, and benefits that a consumer faces when purchasing a product or service, including direct costs, indirect costs, intangible costs, opportunity costs, and potential risks. Direct costs. Direct costs include any monetary, time, or effort involved in purchasing the service or product, while indirect costs include the cost, time, and effort that are indirectly involved in purchasing the service or product. This can be the cost of shipping, the time it takes to have something shipped to your home, or installing and assembling the product. Intangible costs are often unquantifiable but can impact the consumer's purchasing choices. Many intangible costs arise from causes that are social, legal, political, or based on underlying perceptions. Perceived geographic barriers are a great example of consumers' intangible costs, such as having to cross a busy intersection to enter your store. An example of a social intangible cost is based on how the consumer thinks they will be perceived in their social circles based on purchasing your product or service. Opportunity costs are quite simply what a consumer would do with their money, time, or effort if they don't spend it on your product or service. Potential risks are any actual or perceived risk that can be associated with purchasing your product or services. For these purposes, potential risks can be divided into five basic categories: financial, performance, physical, time, and psychological. Under the financial category, consumers want to know if they will lose their money, be allowed to return the item, get a refund, as well as if the financial costs equal the value of ownership. Likewise, performance risks are all about the fear that the product or service will not live up to the expectations. Time risks include the time it takes to research and purchase the product, as well as the time it takes to adopt and learn to use the product. Finally, in the psychological category, we consider the potential for cognitive dissonance or negative post-purchase sentiment and any psychological intangible costs such as the aviophobe consumer purchasing plane tickets or other psychological barriers. To rebalance the consumer's risk versus reward ratio, marketing professionals should minimize as many of these risks and costs as possible within brand guidelines. A few examples could be to streamline the time and effort the consumer invests in purchasing your product or service, throwing in free shipping and home installation or other freebies, implementing bundling pricing strategies or removing possible geographic barriers and other intangible costs, having a low deposit and a risk-free return. In addition to minimizing the potential costs and risks, marketing professionals should also be looking at the other side of that risk versus reward equation, and that means maximizing the potential reward. Marketing professionals should conduct market research to understand the perceived benefit of their product and service, as well as their key value proposition and what sets them apart from the competition, and then seek to amplify that. Additionally, there are several policies that minimizes risks while maximizing rewards, such as streamlining the time and effort the consumer invests, or implementing bundling strategies and throwing in free shipping, home installation, and other freebies. Wrapping it up, understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing. Behavioral economics is the study of decision-making and can give keen insight into buyer behavior and help to shape your marketing mix. Consumers use cost versus benefit or risk versus reward analysis in order to maximize their budget, time, and effort. Marketing professionals should implement strategies to minimize costs and risks and maximize perceived benefits. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Kamenaugh.